Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The words of this song were written by Fanny Crosby. She was 6 weeks old when she lost her eyesight, but her blindness did not stop her from loving life. When she was 8 years old, she wrote this little poem. Listen to it. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. I love the part in the song that we're going to be singing. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms, he carries them all day long. Did you know that Jesus is there to carry you today? You can rest in his arms.
Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer.
This quarter, we are learning the books of the New Testament. Do you know why the New Testament? Because that's what we've been studying this quarter, and so I figured we would start here. Last time, we were working on Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, those are the first four books in the New Testament, and they're all about Jesus' life. And so four different people wrote about Jesus' miracles and the stories he told and the teachings that he taught. Then you have Acts. Acts is all about, do you remember? The apostles or the disciples. After Jesus went back to heaven, the disciples were able to go and tell the world about Jesus. First they went to the Jews and then they went to the Gentiles. And the book of Acts is all their stories about what happened, like Paul being shipwrecked or Peter singing in jail or Stephen being stoned. Those are all kinds of stories that are in the book of Acts. Well, now we're going to learn three more books this week. So we've learned Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Today we're learning Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Can you say that? Romans, that's the next book. That's a book that Paul wrote. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. 1 Corinthians is a book and 2 Corinthians is a book, but we shorten it when we say it and we say 1 and 2 Corinthians. So we have Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians. Here we go. Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians. Good job. So let's start from the beginning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians. Good job. We're going to continue practicing that this week, and you're going to know it by heart. I'm so excited that we will be able to know the books of the Bible and the order that they are, so that when you're looking up these Bible verses, it will be much easier for you. But now let's go ahead and get started with our lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so glad that you have decided to join me again today as we study our lesson. We're starting a new one. Remember what happened last time? Jesus rode into Jerusalem. He let people treat him like a king. They were waving palm branches and singing the Hosanna song. They were shouting for joy. People were laying their coats on the road, and it was a grand parade, a great procession. But then Jesus kind of slipped away. He didn't allow them to make him king because that's not why he was there. Why did he allow them to draw so much attention to himself? It was because in just a few days, Jesus was going to die for our sins, and he wanted everyone to be talking about it, everyone to take notice and think and go, well, wait, why did this happen? And then they would go back to the scriptures and start studying. Well, we are going to study today. We are going to learn about what happened next after his triumphal ride into Jerusalem. But before we get started, we always want to have prayer and ask that Jesus will be with us, that he will send his Spirit to help us to understand. Because without his Spirit, we are nothing. We can't understand. Everything will be confusing and it will be pointless. We need his Spirit with us. So bow your heads and let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for your love and your care. We ask that you will send your Spirit to be with us as we study. In your name, amen. It was Passover time. People from many places were in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast. Have you ever been to a camp meeting, maybe? There aren't very many camp meetings nowadays, but some conferences still have camp meetings, and it's a time when people come together and they learn more about God. There's sermons and there's special classes. There's kids' classes. You get to be around others who believe what you believe, and you just have so much fun together. That's kind of like what the Passover feast was like. Jesus knew that in only a few days, he was going to die, and he wanted everyone to know about him and about his death for them. So he was teaching in the temple courts, where many people were coming and going. When Jesus was at the temple 3 years earlier, he saw in the outer court money changers and people selling animals and birds for sacrifices. When he drove them out, along with the priests and rulers, they were terrified and they rushed away. But before long, they came back. And now it had been 3 years. The noise and the cheating were worse than ever. Have you ever been to a cattle yard? Well, I think of maybe like at a county fair or at a state fair. I've been to a state fair in California, and you go into these huge barns where there's many, many animals, many cows, goats, chickens, and the noise is just, you have to almost shout to hear yourself heard. All the animals, all the people talking, all the cows making noise and mooing, and the different announcers that are announcing classes for the different animals to be judged. I think of it kind of like that. There was the noise of people and animals. There was the smell. You know what a barn smells like? It's pretty stinky. There was arguing. There were coins clinking. All the greedy merchants wanting more, wanting more. They were no better than thieves. As Jesus looked at what was going on, there was something about him that made everyone stop and stare at him. The money changers and those selling the animals were terrified. The whole place became very, very quiet. Then he spoke, and his voice sounded like a trumpet. What did he say? We are going to look up Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 17. We've been working on the books of the Bible, haven't we? Matthew, Mark. It's the second book in the New Testament. Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 17. Once you find Mark, then you're going to find chapter 11. It's kind of in the middle of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11. Then you're going to look for verse 15. You might have to turn a page. You might not. It depends on your Bible and where it's at. Mark chapter 11, verse 15. If you need some more time, just pause this recording and go ahead and find it and then press play again. We are going to look up Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 17. What does that say?
So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares to the temple. Then he touched, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house should be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of thieves."
What did Jesus do? He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He would not allow anyone to carry their wares or their items for sale through the temple. And he told them, he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you have made it into what? A den of thieves." Do you know what a den of thieves is? It's like a robber's cave where robbers would go and hide all of the things that they stole. And they would meet there together to stay away from other people that might find them out. Jesus was saying that they had made his temple into like a robber's cave. It was a den of thieves, people who steal. The priests and the rulers had thought that they couldn't be frightened away by Jesus. I mean, after all, when he had come in 3 years earlier, they were unprepared, right? They didn't know what was going on. And so they had run. They had been scared. And this time they thought, "I can't believe that we were so scared of him. What were we afraid of?" But here they were again. And guess what? They were even more terrified than they had been 3 years before. Along with the traders and their animals, they rushed away from the temple court. But when they finally stopped running, were they sorry for what they had done? No, they weren't. Let's look at verse 18. What was their plan? Mark chapter 11, verse 18. Let's see what that says.
The scribes and chief priests heard it and thought out how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching.
They wanted to destroy Jesus. They were so angry at him. But what he was doing, was that against God? Or was he doing what God wanted him to do? Was he helping to make the temple become what God wanted it to be? A place where people talk to him, not a den of thieves, not a robber's cave. Do you think that Jesus still loved those people who ran away from him that day? Yeah, he did. He kept trying to help them and trying to help them see that what they were doing was wrong, but they wouldn't let him. And it reminds me of Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. We're going to read that. If you want to look it up, Revelation is the last book in the New Testament. So it's right toward the back of your Bible. Now, your Bible might have a concordance, kind of like a dictionary or a place where you can find where words are in the Bible. Your Bible might have maps in the back. It's right before that. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. This talks about why Jesus couldn't help the scribes and the Pharisees, because this was their attitude. Here's what it says. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
"Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need for nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.'"
How were the scribes and Pharisees feeling? Did they feel like Jesus could offer them anything or help them with anything? Or did they think that they had everything taken care of? They thought that they were rich. They had their goods. They had need of nothing. Jesus could not help them. That was their opinion. Jesus had nothing to offer them. But what did Jesus offer all of us? He offers us salvation. If we will call on his name, we can be saved. If we ask him into our hearts and into our lives, he will change us. Isn't that amazing? What a blessing. What a miracle. Jesus came to save you. He came to save me. Our choice is, are we going to be like the Pharisees who thought that they had need of nothing? They had it all. Or are we going to be like the people who came to Jesus and said, help me? Well, let's pray and ask him to help us. Dear Lord, thank you so much that Jesus came to save us. Lord, we accept his sacrifice for us. We ask that his blood will cleanse us from our sins. Give us your love and your care for others. Help us to see our need of you and how much we need you to help us. Come into our hearts. Amen. We have a new memory verse today. God loves a cheerful giver. It's a short one, isn't it? But it's going to be a fun one. God loves a cheerful giver. Does God love it when we are cheerfully helping others? Yes, he does. God loves it when we give cheerfully, when we give happily, doesn't he? So let's go ahead and sing this song together.
Second Corinthians 9 verse 7.
God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.